statement earlier just brought all kinds of thoughts to mind. Simple statement, it was said that God wants us to make it. And so true. I mean, very true words. God does want us to make it. It brought to mind a saying, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. God wants us to make it.
Amen.
He wants us to succeed.
Amen.
And he knows it's not going to happen the first time. Just about at anything we go to do in this world or in the spiritual world, we first attempt to do it. A lot of times it's not going to happen the first time. Sometimes it does. But God knows that we can try and try again. Scripture says that he can increase our faith. As we increase our faith more, then the more that we have there to mix with the things that God says is possible, and the more that we can succeed. Interesting word, succeed, to succeed or to be successful at something, to accomplish something that we want to accomplish. It does take faith to do that. If we don't want to do it, if we don't believe we can do it, we aren't going to do it. If we do want to do it, and we believe we can do it, that's a good start. Because then we're on the road. Our sights are set, and we've got a goal, and we're taking the first step. That's what it takes for God. We have the desire, and we want to do it. We pray to God. He can give us what we need. He can help us succeed or be successful at things. The scriptures talk about overcoming and how we can overcome evil with good. And in 1 John, it says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So it's our faith that is going to enable us to overcome the world. It's our faith that's going to give us the victory. That word victory there means the means of success. This is the victory. This is the means of success. Even our faith. It's our faith that's going to cause us to be successful at overcoming evil. Yeah. If we don't have the faith, and we don't believe that we can overcome something or accomplish something, then we won't do it. But if we do have the faith, God's got the power to bring that to pass in our life. In the Old Testament, it was mentioned in Isaiah 14, and in that chapter, it talks about Lucifer and Tyre, but it talks about the Assyrian. And the Assyrians in the Old Testament, they were known to be very fierce people and very known for their, I guess, tactics to battle, overcome, conquer, kill. Well, that's exactly what Lucifer and the evil angels have been very successful at doing. And this word Assyria or Assyrian throughout the Old Testament, when you look it up every time, it's number 804. 804. We get it in our line upon line as we go through the Old Testament. Number 804 on the Assyrian. Definition, successful. The Assyrian, 804, definition, successful. And you finally get it, it's a type of Lucifer, and how successful Lucifer and the evil angels have been in overcoming us. How they've been very fierce and very powerful and very good, if you will, even though they're evil, very good at getting their thoughts put in our mind and overcoming us and making us be taken captive at his will. Well, God turns the tables on that because, as was said, God wants us to succeed. He wants us to make it. He wants us to be successful. And he is going to give us the power that it takes to overcome Lucifer and the evil angels. He's going to give us the grace, power, and all the anything that we need, the truths, the ideas, remind us daily that we have the power of choice, that God's there with us, that the angels are all around us. Like was said, you don't have to drive through somewhere quickly to get it. Wherever we're at, just ask for it and the angels are there. Wow, how convenient is that? I mean, we think driving through the fast food is convenient. Pray wherever you're at, in your bathroom, in the bathtub, on your bed, wherever you're at, pray, and the angels are there to put in us what
Amen.
We need,
Amen.
To deliver to our minds what we need.
Amen.
We can be successful. We can overcome evil. So just as Lucifer and the evil angels have been had a lot of tactics and ways, maneuvers to get thoughts planted in our mind and get us to buy into them and believe them, even believe that they're us. They've been very successful at that. Well, God is very successful because he has a power and he has many angels, innumerable company of angels all around us that can put these things in our mind that we need to overcome those evil thoughts and give us the quickenings we need to help us realize those things aren't us. It's not me. I don't have to believe that.
Amen.
I don't have to choose that. I don't have to think that. I don't have to feel that. And we can cast that out with the power that an angel can deliver to our mind wherever we're at, in whatever situation we're in. We may be in the middle of doing something that's wrong. We may be in the middle of speaking a lie, and we get that connection in our mind, this is wrong. I should not be saying this. And we can shut our mouth, and an angel can give us what we need to stop our mouth, to cast out a thought, to not go there anymore. God's got that kind of power that we can be successful. And he wants us to achieve things. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to get there. He wants us to make it all the way to his deepest depth of spirit. And we may think, well, I don't know what that's like. I'm far from it. Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter how far from it we are. It matters that we want to get there and that we're on the road there and we've got our sights set and that we believe we can do it. Amen. Wherever we're at. Because if we are, we're heading the right direction.
Amen.
Now, the minute we say, I don't know, I don't, and we start looking back, then we're not going toward the mark.
Amen.
But if we keep our eyes set on the prize, then we're going to get there.
Amen.
We can be successful. God wants us to overcome. He wants us to get the victory over evil. He's got all the goods, all the stuff that it takes to turn the tables on the Assyrian. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 14, one of the things it says there about the Assyrian is that God says, I will break the Assyrian in my land. And upon my mountains, I'm going to tread him underfoot. I'm going to break that yoke off of the burden off of people's shoulders that they've been carrying around. I'm going to do that in and do away with that. He said, this is the purpose upon the whole earth, and I'm going to do it. And nothing's going to stop me from doing it. That's what God promises he's going to do. Break the Assyrian. The guy who has been so successful at getting evil thoughts planted in our mind, getting us to believe that it's us and this is what we want, and all the while it's been the work of evil tricking us. God says, I'm going to stop that. I'm going to break that because that's my mountain. That's my land in people's minds. And I'm going to give them the power of choice and the power that it takes to cast that out and turn those tables and make them successful at overcoming evil.
Amen.
Overcoming the Assyrian. So wherein the Assyrian has been, 804 definition, successful in our lives, God is going to be 804 and is being 804 successful in our lives. Every time we believe or dare believe the power that he makes available to us to cast out an evil thought or believe that we can achieve whatever that little achievement might be, whatever that little goal might be. It may not seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal. If we believe it and God gives us what it takes to accomplish that goal, we have done something. We have been successful. Just as Lucifer and the angels have been successful in us, we can be successful in overcoming them. It's a step-by-step process, but it works.
Amen.